or below the post.
Blog Talk Radio.
Making way for emergency vehicles, you can prevent a needless tragedy.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use, like the Jill Dane Show, Sundays at 3 p.m., only on WNN.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate will have to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose on your house and they will own it instead of your kids. Call Andy Curtis today. Let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get as a gift a $100 gift certificate at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse. Call Andy today, 1-877-ASK-ADAM, 1-877-275-2326. Leave your name, leave your number, say trust or Andy, and tell them Steve sent you.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Kim Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Good afternoon. This is John Hollis with the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and of course you are listening to us on WNN 1470 AM, and we want to welcome our listeners. Today, of course, is the Green Wave Cafe, and they're in-house. Raul Valle is here, and he's going to be discussing breast cancer today. It's going to be a good show. He's got a lot of great information, and with all of the information that came out last week on breast cancer and breast cancer awareness and the things that you should be doing and shouldn't be doing, and all of the information that they put out and all of the confusion that took place, what we're going to talk about today is breast cancer and maybe eliminate some of that confusion so that way people can understand what they have to do to prevent. See, that's what we're here to do. We're here to prevent the onset of disease. So Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, of course, is being brought to you today by Greenwave Cafe, Canatelli Builders, and Robert Gluck Attorney. And, of course, their information is going to be coming up. And, of course, sponsorship is what keeps the world going around here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We want to thank them. Also, at the same time, I want to take this time, because this is the first time I've been on the air live since Thanksgiving. And I want to take this time to thank everybody that rolled out over to the First Step Sober House and the Brothers Keepers when we were giving away food for the homeless and the people that didn't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving. There was about 800 families fed, And we want to thank the Brothers Keepers, WNN, for giving us the time on the air that day, and most importantly, to all of our listeners that sent people by. So we do appreciate that, and we do appreciate the support that you gave us. We do have some other things coming up for the holidays, some Toys for Tot runs with the Alternatives Motorcycle Club, which more will be revealed. I'll have more information on that over the weekend. We, of course, look forward to any time that we get to help out the community in any way possible. That's what our mission is all about, help people have hope. If you're hopeless and you're listening to this show today, maybe you're driving in your car and you really don't know what's going on with your wife's lump in her breast, or maybe you're driving down the street and you just got done having the worst weekend because you were at the track all weekend and you spent all of the money for Christmas. Maybe life is tearing you up and you're depressed and you have anxiety and you're going through a lot of things. Well, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is here to give you alternative approaches to deal with issues. So our Monday show, of course, is an open forum that deals with nutrition and recovery. We also deal with spirituality with Rashid on Tuesday. Of course, we have Raul in on Wednesday from the Green Wave Cafe. Thursday is an open forum where we've had people like Julian Whitaker and Dr. Clemens from Hippocrates and many other guests on Thursday's open forum. Friday, we deal with addiction to relationships. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had a few relationships in my lifetime that I really didn't want to be in, but I stayed in them for 5-6 years, and the next thing you know, I had to have some help to get out of them, and the bottom line is that we can get stuck in places. So, addiction recovery with relationships on Friday, or relationship issues. Saturday is Holistic Forum in Fitness, and we deal with all holistic and fitness issues Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6. And Sunday nights is 9 to midnight, and it's all about addiction recovery. And, of course, we deal with everything from people that might have an addiction to gambling, to sex addiction, to alcoholism, to drug addiction, to hoarders, to just about every aspect that you can imagine. We've had guests like Ken Seeley from Intervention, A&E Intervention on our show, John Giordano from G&G Holistic, and many other well-known people in the addiction community have been on the show. And, of course, we love our Sunday night show just like we love every other show. So Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, that's Eastern Standard Time. Saturday from 4 to 6, Sunday from 9 p.m. to midnight. And you can listen to us not just here at WNN 1470 AM. You can listen to us on Twitter Podcast, Facebook, also Blogspot. And you can go right to our website, which is, of course, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, and you're going to see also there Blog Talk Radio. Want to welcome our Blog Talk Radio listeners from all over the country and, of course, internationally. I got an email over the weekend. It was pretty amazing. I got an email that somebody had listened to one of our pre-recorded shows that we did while we were away on vacation, and they sent some requests to speak with the person that was on, but it came from New Zealand, so I was pretty shocked with that. But the bottom line is wherever you're listening from, stay tuned, because Raul's going to have a great show on breast cancer. We're going to be back right after this message, and have a blessed day.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living. In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Are you or a family member suffering from depression or extreme highs? Is your mental health issue complicated by drugs or alcohol? Atlantic Shores Hospital offers a complete range of mental health services and substance abuse treatment. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll free, 888-771-2711. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. For a free consultation, call toll-free, 800-771-2711. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. If you are looking for addiction treatment, holistic drug and alcohol rehabilitation, specializing in addiction recovery, substance abuse, and relapse prevention, write down this important phone number, 877-799-8773. Call and speak with a counselor now. Change happens with the first step, so make the call, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Raul Valley from the Green Wave Cafe at 5221 West Broward in Plantation, Florida, offering raw, organic, vegan food for your health. Like John said, today's subject is going to be breast cancer. And the reason we're bringing this up is because, as a lot of you know, last week something very controversial happened in the news. Before then, women were expected and doctors recommended that women get a mammogram after age 40. All of a sudden, a week ago, the news broke out that now they're recommending that women get a mammogram after age 50. And a lot of people are saying, why? I mean, is this going to not protect me? Am I not going to know if I have breast cancer? What's going on here? Well, let me give you a little history on what's going on. On November 16th, last month, the 16 members of the independent U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended that most women delay routine mammograms until age 50 instead of the 40, as I said, which the panel advised in 2002. Now, the real problem here is what is going on behind the scene that a lot of people don't know. What a lot of people don't realize is that the act of getting a mammogram might be damaging in itself and might be one of the causes of breast cancer. You know, this might sound a lot controversial to a lot of people, but let's go over some facts here. Mammograms can increase your risk of breast cancer. X-rays and other classes of ionized radiation have been for decades a proven cause of virtually all types of biological mutations. What happens is when such mutations are not cell lethal, they endure and accumulate in each additional exposure to X-rays or other ionized radiation. X-rays are also an established cause of genomic instability, often characteristic of most aggressive cancers. What this really means is that your body can accumulate the radiation from having a mammogram. When everything is taken into account, reducing exposure to medical radiation, such as the unnecessary mammograms, would actually likely reduce mortality rates in women. The practice of screening mammography itself poses significant and cumulative risk of breast cancer, especially for premenopausal women. Making matters even worse, false positives diagnoses are very common, as high as 89%. So what does all this mean to your health? What this really means is, could the act of going in to get this exam with hopes of finding something early detection so that you can do something about it, could it actually be one of the major causes of what they're trying to predict or protect? Here's an interesting note. Some years ago, a British surgeon blasted American doctors as immoral, and I'm quoting, for screening women under 50 for breast cancer. And on a visit to the Long Island Jewish Hospital Medical Center, Dr. Baum said that the screening was opportunistic and did more harm than good. Over 99% of premenopausal women will have no benefit from screening, even for women over 50. There have been only 1% biopsy rates as a result of screening in the United Kingdom. The density of the breast in younger women make mammography a higher, unreliable procedure. This is a quote from the Medical Tribune from 1992, March 26, 1992. So what's going on here? We have to ask ourselves, are they causing more harm than good? Is there an alternative? Yeah, there is. Thermography is something that measures the heat in a person's tissue and can also give you a sign if something is growing. But the real question here, and what I'm trying to bring out is, can we prevent this? Is this necessary? If anyone has any questions, please feel free to join me. You can dial 1-888-565-1470. That's 1-888-565-1470. I'd like to welcome callers to come in and who have concerns over this issue of breast cancer. Maybe some people have been able to do something else about it. I personally know a lady, and I'm not going to mention any names, who was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 years ago. And what she did is she actually had one chemo treatment, and she says, no, I can't take this. She started going raw. She actually went to Hippocrates Health Institute. She spent 3 weeks there, came home, and was fanatical on the raw. After 2 years, she went back to see her doctor. There was no sign that she'd ever had breast cancer. Now, why did this happen? The human body can actually repair anything. Dr. Robert Morse from Port Charlotte has a saying. He says there's no such thing as an incurable disease, only incurable people. So what he's trying to say is that the body can heal itself if you put it in the situation to heal itself. How do you do this? That's the real question here. How do we prevent breast cancer? Now, everybody's screening women. They're causing harm with the radiation. Here's another interesting fact. This I have to tell you. Screening mammography poses significant and cumulative risk of breast cancer for premenopausal women. The routine practice of taking 4 films of each breast annually results in approximately 1 rad, the radiation absorbed dose, exposure about 1,000 times greater than that from a chest X-ray. The premenopausal breast is highly sensitive to radiation. Each one rad exposure increases breast cancer risk by about 1%. With a cumulative 10% increased risk for each breast over a decade of screening. That's incredible. You're going in here, you're getting tested you're having your mammography, your doctor's telling you to do this, and yet in 10 years you're going to have 10,000 times the dosage if you have had X-rays. What do you think this is going to do to a sensitive area where you might have a nodule that was about to, that was about to expand like a little tumor? It's just amazing that, you know, people actually do this. And there's doctors and there's evidence worldwide that this is not the way to go. Last week we talked about Dr. Warburg, how he discovered that cancer cannot survive in an oxygen environment. Well, let me read this to you. The growing incidence of breast cancer can be explained for the first time in light of Dr. Warburg's discovery about lack of oxygen to the cells. The breast consists of an exceptionally high amount of fatty tissue. A typical cell membrane in muscle tissue is half fat and contains about one-third EFAs. These are oxygen transferons. However, fatty tissue, like the breast, contain about 80 to 95 fat concentration. These fatty components of breast tissue require and should have high EFA concentrations, but because of modern food processing, they don't. It's basically what people are reading. They're eating processed foods. They're eating high-fat animal foods. Because important organs such as the brain, heart, lungs, and kidneys require EFAs on a priority basis, there may not be enough left over to ensure that breast tissue receives an adequate amount of these EFAs. Therefore, oxygen deficiency in the breast tissue will be very significant. Given this premise, we can deduce that breast tissue should and would be the number one expected cancer site for women worldwide, and it is. This conclusion makes so much sense in explaining the massive rise in breast cancer rates. Now, Harvard's Dr. W.C. Willett gives us the proof. In a study on the intake of parent omega-6 involving over 80,000 nurses, it was shown that the group with the lowest intake of linoleic acid, parent omega-6, inhibited the highest incidence of breast cancer. Dr. Otto Warburg discovered and clearly stated that the prime most basic cause of cancer is too little oxygen getting into the cell. Now keep this in mind. This is going to be the solution. Now, I believe I have a caller named Anna. Anna?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a question. I heard somewhere that one of the causes could be something that relates to sunlight, or a lack of sunlight, or actually lack of vitamin D. Do you have any comments about that? And
sure.
I'll take my answer offline.
Sure. No, not a problem. Let me tell you something. Cancer and 350,000 cases of breast cancer could be prevented worldwide by increasing the intake of vitamin D3. This is something that you get naturally from the sun. Ironically, according to the Center for Disease Control, the majority of breast cancer victims live in the northern part of the United States where there is less exposure to sunlight and thus more vitamin D deficiencies. Worldwide, people that are exposed heavily to the sun, people that can't afford to eat animal products, breast cancer is almost non-existent. Why is that? They're getting all this sun, and yet they're not developing cancers. Well, the real answer lies that the problem isn't in the sun. It's in the toxins that we constantly consume. We're eating processed foods. We're eating cooked foods. We're eating foods high in animal products. I mean, we talked about this last week. Dr. T. Colin Campbell from Cornell University, what did he find? He found that the number one leading cause of cancer in the United States today is animal products, dairy to be exact, milk, cheese. Why? Why is that? Because we've destroyed our food supply. 1994, Monsanto introduced growth hormones into the milk supply. They do this because they can make more money by having one cow produce 28 ounces of milk, 28 quarts of milk in one day rather than the one quart that a scrub cow could produce. This is the main problem here. If anybody else has a comment or a question, feel free to call. It's 1-888-565-1470. And I hope I answered your question on the sun. The sun isn't the bad person here. The bad person is the toxins that we constantly, consume, we eat. That's why we have the Green Wave Cafe. As you well know, I had cancer. I cured it by going raw. And that motivated me to open up a place that had the best food on the planet. And it's organic, raw, vegan food. It's been proven over and over again. There's other issues involved here, too, that a lot of people don't realize. After we come back, I'm going to talk to you about what wearing a bra at least 14 hours a day can do to you.
Trying to read the sun to tell me which way I should go to find the answer.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Raul Valley, and today we're talking about breast cancer. One point that I wanted to make, Anna just asked a question about the sun, and I have with me here Charisse, who'd like to make a comment about the sun. Charisse?
Hello. Well, what I have to say about the sun is pure energy. It stimulates the circulation, it's relaxing. If you think about it, why do we all take a vacation to the Caribbean? Because we need that rejuvenation, excuse me, that's a tongue twister there, to, you know, regenerate our bodies, our minds. The sunshine, if you notice how animals, you know, when they're not feeling well, they go right to the sun. So keep in mind, all of you listeners, that sunshine is very, very important. And take time if you want to stroll through the park, if you want to take a beach walk, or just go outside instead of smoking those cigarettes, you go outside and you inhale the sun. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, see, that's a good comment, and it's true. The sun is energy. It's life. We have a caller named Mark, and before I go into, you know, what I said we were going to do, let me hear what Mark has to say. Mark, how are you?
Hi, my name is Mark. First, I'd like to tell you I've been to the Green Wave, and the food is spectacular, and keep it up.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
My question related to mammograms and your last caller. Despite what we know, doctors continue to just recommend that these be done over and over again, and generally economics are at the heart of it. Can you kind of give us your view on that, please?
Oh, of course. It's all about money. And, you know, a lot of people don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Yeah, let me show you something. Breast Cancer Awareness Month's primary sponsor and mastermind of the event in 1985 was Zeneca Pharmaceuticals, now known as AstraZeneca. Zeneca is the company that manufactures the controversial and widely prescribed breast cancer drug tamoxifen. Did you know all TV, radio, and print media campaigns are paid for and must be approved by Zeneca? And what is less known is that Zeneca also makes herbicides, fungicides. One of their products, the organochlorinine pesticide, acelachlor, is implicated as a causal factor in breast cancer. Its Perry, Ohio chemical plant is the third largest source of potential cancer-causing pollution in the U.S., spewing 53,000 pounds of recognized carcinogens into the air in 1996. So what I'm saying is, yes, it is about money. And that's the whole bottom line. Now, you know, let me just run this one idea by you. What would happen to the medical industry if people were healthy, if there was no breast cancer, if there was a way to prevent it? They'd be broke. I read an article once that said that if people ate vegan, if people stopped eating animal products, within 1 year, 70% of the hospitals would be empty. Think about that. You know, there's no money for hospitals, doctors. What would happen to the pharmaceutical industry? They know this. They thrive on disease. They are not into the health business. They're into the disease business, and that's the point. Now, before I mentioned that wearing a bra at least 14 hours a day is not good. Dr. David Williams has this, and I'm quoting him, wearing a bra at least 14 hours a day tends to increase the hormone prolactin, which decreases circulation in the breast tissue. Decreasing circulation can impede your body's natural removal of carcinogenic fluids that become trapped in the breast's sac-like glands, their lymph nodes. These glands make up the largest mass of lymph nodes in the upper part of your body's lymphatic system. Now, here's an interesting point. The connection between bras and the development of breast cancer was reinforced in a study conducted on the Fiji Islands. In 1997, medical anthropologist Sidney Singer compared the incidence of breast cancer in two groups of women in Fiji. Half of the women wore bras, and the other half went without. The diet, environment, and lifestyle of both groups were the same. Singer discovered that those who wore bras had the same rate of breast cancer as American women. Those who went braless experienced practically no breast cancer whatsoever. That's an amazing fact. Remember back in the 60s when they were, you know, banned the bra? Maybe they were onto something that we don't know about. But, you know, it's common sense, folks. It's not rocket science. Okay, if we're irradiating our breasts with radioactivity, what do you think's going to happen? You know, does anybody ever stop to think that? And who benefits from this high incidence of prostate cancer, breast cancer? It's the pharmaceutical industry. I'm not saying anything bad about doctors because they're just doing what they were taught. They're not the bad guys, folks. It's the people that are behind the scenes. The pharmaceutical industry. Have you watched the commercials on TV what the side effects of most of these drugs are? Nausea, vomiting may cause death, may cause blurred vision. If you have bad kidneys, don't do it. If you have your liver, it's going to screw up your liver. What's going on here? I mean, people, it's time to wake up, open up your eyes, and see what's going on. Now, you know, we have a raw vegan restaurant. It's true, but why? Because we found out that animal products are not what we're supposed to eat. And this is one of the main problems. If we can eliminate the cause, it's the way you fix any problem. You don't add anything to it. You eliminate the cause first, and then you work on solving what the problem is. Dr. Linda Page, she's a naturopathic doctor with a PhD. Listen to what she had to say. She said women who eat a diet high in meats and dairy products have a higher risk. Many food animals are injected with hormones that add to the environmental estrogens circulating in a woman's body. Long-term synthetic estrogen and or oral contraceptive use and estrogen-containing pesticides are also a risk factor for breast cancer. Indeed, there is a veritable assault on female hormone balance from man-made estrogens. Human breast milk contains more dioxin, PCBs, and DDT, and other pesticides than any other food on the planet. And this is what they're giving their babies. The largest breast cancer increase is in women who were born in the years after World War II, an era that ushered in massive amounts of new chemicals and drugs, like super strong antibiotics, hormone therapy, and processed foods into the American life. Most were developed during the press of wartime without the normal years of testing for long-term health effects. After the war, a great many of these substances found their way into agriculture, household products. Most pesticides, household chemicals, and common plastics, the major estrogen imitators, did not exist before World War II. Man-made and Environmental estrogen alone can stack the deck against women by increasing their estrogen levels hundreds of times. Only in the last 5 years has anyone realized how common synthetic estrogens are in today's world. You know, this is really alarming. And if we open up our eyes and just look back, we'll realize that what's happening now with cancer is pandemic. It's everywhere. I mean, young people, this week alone, I've heard of at least 3 people that have passed away because of cancer. And it's shocking. They were all young people. Now, what's going on here? It's time we opened up our eyes and realized that we have to eliminate the cause. And what is the cause? The cause is toxins that are entering our body. They're entering through clothes, through the air we breathe, and especially what we eat. Again, why am I so against having an animal-based diet? Because it's been proven over and over again. Like I said, the movie Eating is fantastic. It's a movie that shows what eating an animal-based diet will do. All of the studies from Cornell University. You know, the doctor that was doing the study, 4 years into the study, he wanted to prove that the American diet was the best diet on the planet. You know, steak, potatoes. 4 years into it, he turned his family vegan. There's a reason for this. Now, my saying is that the proof is in the pudding, and we are the pudding. So how are we reacting to this? I can tell you from personal experience that when I was eating animal-based diets, I was tired. I weighed 60 pounds more than I weigh now. I had prostate cancer, which is the equivalent in men to women's breast cancer. When I went raw, when I went vegan, everything changed. My cholesterol dropped. My blood pressure dropped. I lost 60 pounds. The cancer went away. I have so much energy now that it's amazing. And, you know, people can experience this. Women can experience this. Women are afraid. I've heard some horrifying stories from actual people when I was at Hippocrates that didn't make any sense to me. And let me relate one to you. There was a woman there who had had a double mastectomy without ever having had breast cancer. To me, this is shocking. This is brutal. This is barbaric. You know why? Because her family had a history of breast cancer, and the doctor convinced her that if she just chopped them off, she would never get breast cancer, so that was the way to go. Because she probably had a genetic weakness, and at some point it could develop. I mean, I might break my leg tomorrow. Why not just have my legs amputated and cut off? That way I don't have to worry about getting my legs broken. This is the kind of mentality that's out there. It's a mentality of let's destroy, let's cut out, let's burn. It's not a mentality of, hey, let's stop to think what's causing this problem. Let's eliminate the cause, and let's do something, you know, positive to regenerate the cells. That's what we have to do. Now, before we mention Dr. Warburg, who discovered that cancer cannot survive in an oxygen environment. So what would be the solution? A, let's stop the anaerobic state of these cells. Let's stop eating things that are high in fat. What does fat do? It flows through your blood. It displaces hemoglobin, which is doing what? It's carrying oxygen through your body. It's carrying oxygen to your cells. In the movie Diet for a New America, they show what happens when somebody eats a hamburger and a milkshake. 20 minutes later, they draw their blood, put it in a test tube. Did you know that 30% of that blood had fat floating on the top? That's flowing through this person's body. That is fat that is not carrying any oxygen to the cells, and again, it's putting them in an anaerobic state. Now, think about that. We don't want to do this. We want our bodies to be full of oxygen, again, because cancer cannot survive in an oxygen environment. This is how we have to think. We welcome your calls. You can call us at 1-888-565-1470. That's 1-888-565-1470. When we come back, we'd like to welcome more calls on this subject of breast cancer.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Bowie, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting oceans, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Griffin's Loft is unique, a community-based center dedicated to holistic healing, metaphysical, and spiritual enlightenment. At Griffin's Loft, you'll find professionals offering services in many disciplines, including Reiki and chakra balance, acupuncture, guided meditation, massage and foot therapy, channeled tarot readings, spiritual counseling, and more. Plus, unique gifts like jewelry, crystals, books and CDs, and a holistic tea bar. Come visit Griffin's Loft, located at 4282 South University Drive in Davie, or call 954-625-6775. Go online to www.griffinsloft.com. Griffin's Loft, a holistic healing center. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773. 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio. This is Raul Valley from the Green Wave Cafe, and today we're talking about breast cancer and really cancers in general. What we've been talking about so far is, you know, it's preventable, and the human body, the immune system, is the cure for cancer. In that movie Eating, Michael Anderson says, hey, I'm going to fill you in on a dirty little secret. There is a cure for cancer. It's called the immune system. Now, what happens with most of these treatments that you know, regular medicine, it actually diminishes your immune system. It puts it on hold, and they replace it with all this drug therapy with all these millions of side effects. And that's, I think, the main problem here, that our mentality has to change. We have to allow the human body to repair itself, which it can do, and it can do a better job than anything else out there. Let me tell you something. Let me read this to you. Two Canadian medical professors conclude that the benefits of a general program of breast cancer screening are marginal, that the potential for harm is substantial, and that the cost is enormous. They estimate that only one in every 20,000 women screened actually receive a benefit from the procedure. This converts into a cost of about $1.2 million for each life saved. This is ridiculous, folks. The professors do not question the value of mammography in the case of women who have signs of the disease, but consider mass screenings to be a waste of resources. An Australian team from the University of Queensland echoes the conclusions of the Canadians. They see little, if any, benefit in screening women under 50 years of age. But they do point out some of the serious negative effects. Later, ill effects from the radiation that they are exposed to during the mammogram. The possibility that an existing tumor may spread due to the pressure exerted on the breast during the screening, and the anxiety caused by frequent false positive results. The Canadian researchers point out that a false positive result may not only produce great stress, but may also lead to unnecessary biopsies and surgeries. How many biopsies, surgeries, and we're talking about mastectomies, where they actually remove the breast. How many unnecessary ones are out there? Like I said before, this is barbaric. This, you know, in the future, they're going to know this time in our life. They're going to look back and think, these were barbarians. These medical doctors were barbarian, what they were doing. They also point out that the mammography misses 10 to 15% of early breast cancers, thus providing a false sense of security. Both teams agree that mass screenings of women under 50 years of age is of little benefit and has the potential to cause a great deal of harm. This is what's going on, folks. We're harming. Now, when a doctor takes his oath to become a doctor, what's the Hippocratic Oath say? Do no harm. That should be the main thing. Do no harm. Are they practicing this? Is that what's going on? I don't think so. You know, from everything that I've read, everything that I've seen, people that I've talked to, it's horrific what's going on out there. You know, it's time we take our own health into our own hands. There is no magic pill. There is no God in a white suit that's going to cure you. You have to take responsibility to heal yourself. How do you do this? My advice is educate yourself. Don't listen to people. Educate yourself. Read, read, read. Read the China study. Read Enzyme Nutrition by Dr. Howell. What's going to happen is you're going to start seeing a picture. It's going to be like a puzzle forming where you're going to realize that your health is in your hands and it's so easy. It's not hard at all. You just have to give your body, treat your body like a machine, like if it was a car. You probably know more about your car than about the human body. You give it the right fuel. You change the oil. You change the filters. Do we do that to our own body? No. Has anyone heard of a fast, a juice fast, or a water fast? What does that do? That puts your body into a healing mode. Do you know that 80% of your body's energy goes into digestion? So what happens when you stop digesting? Your body starts to heal itself. Your body takes this energy and it starts, you know, rebuilding cells. It starts detoxing. It starts getting rid of all these poisons that have accumulated in your body, in your cells, in your intestines, in your fat, and starts to get rid of them. People that, that go through a fast go into what they call a healing crisis. What happens then is that all these toxins surface, and they may, you know, that it even affects you emotionally. Some people that go into a fast actually start remembering. I had somebody tell me the other day that they were tasting antibiotics that they were given as a child, and they were actually tasting these things. So, you know, the solution is out there. The solution is in your own person and your own behavior. You have to take responsibility for what you do.
You know, I want to take this time to, of course, thank Raul, and we want to talk about the Green Wave Cafe for a minute. The Green Wave Cafe opened up several months ago, is that correct?
It opened up December 16th of 08.
Okay, so you're looking at a year you've been around. And one of the things that I always look at is how long a place has been around and how many people end up at it, and you guys are packed to the gills. That means that you got a following and people that are there that understand that eating healthy and eating green is the thing that they need to do. So what I'd like to do is have you give your information to your website and, of course, to where the location is so people can go and enjoy a meal at the Green Wave Cafe.
Sure, John. I mean, it's my pleasure. I'll tell you what, the reason the Green Wave is in existence is because I wanted a place, I was looking for a place where I could eat, where you could order a salad that was full of sprouts, that was organic, no poisons, no pesticides, fungicides in the food. And, you know, everything we serve there is organic. And, you know, just so people know, the location is 5221 West Broward Boulevard. It's right on Broward Boulevard between State Road 7 and University.
Great. That's a beautiful thing. What's your website that they can check on also?
You can go to thegreenwavecafe.org, O-R-G.
You know something, Raul, we appreciate you always coming in on a Wednesday and sharing your information with our listeners. And we look forward to having you back next week. And, of course, that is the end of the show today, and you are listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and you are also able to go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and listen to this broadcast right after in a rebroadcast. You can just click on it and listen again. You can also go to the website and check out special events that are coming up in the blogs, and there's a bunch of information in there for blogs and articles that have been written from different health practitioners. We'll look forward to being back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And, of course, if you're above dirt, you're doing good.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsor.
I just did what I had to do and moved on to the next thing. That's Jamal, who became a young caregiver at age 15.